Schumann, when he wrote this composition, decided to do what I would almost call reverse program music. Why reverse program music? Because when composers usually write what we call program music, someone like Antonio Vivaldi, he thinks of spring first. The composer has an idea that precedes the music. So he thinks of spring, and then he writes compositions that sound like spring to him. Here, Schumann wrote all these compositions first, and then named them, named the movements afterwards, which is an interesting thing. He said that the titles were delicate hints for interpretation of this music. It has a certain pompous character about it. So we don't know what important event Schumann may have had in mind. Perhaps it was he was remembering as a child when some famous prince or someone came to town with their carriage and all of their accoutrements, their footmen and other servants and what have you. But you can think about whatever important event you want to go with this idea. Now, in music, when an idea is repeated in a repetition, it sounds like this. How many times did Fei-Fei play that idea? Three, exactly. There were three iterations of that idea. Now, when we turn a repetition into a sequence, the idea is repeated, but it either travels uphill or downhill in stair steps. So I'd like you to listen again now and tell us whether this sequence goes up or down and how many steps are in it, with the first sounding being the first step. Ascending or descending? Descending. Everybody agrees it went downhill. And how many steps did it go downhill? Four. Exactly four steps. Did anything repeat in what Fei-Fei just played? Yes? Right. So we so far have A, A. Play that section again for us. All right, now if you've studied music, you know that we have something that we call the chromatic scale. Now that's when we play a scale that doesn't skip any steps. All the half steps are included. And if you're playing it on the piano, it means you're playing white keys, black keys without missing anything. Just play us a chromatic scale slowly. It's a very distinctive sound. Now play it for us quickly. Okay. In this particular movement, he inserts a chromatic scale. Your mission, should you choose to accept it, is be listening for that chromatic scale. And when you encounter it, raise your hand so that we know that you found it. Anybody keep track of the structure? We all know that we started out with AA, but then we went B, A, B, A. Let's listen to the very beginning of the A section and also the A in quotation marks. See if we can tell why I wrote A and A in quotation marks. Thank you. Now, A and A in quotation marks were almost identical, but there was one tiny difference. Did anybody notice it? There was just one note that was different. Listen again and raise your hands when we get to the one note that's different in the repetition of A. One of the things that we want to notice in music, of course, is when we change from major keys to minor keys and vice versa. This piece of music starts out in the key of E minor, but then Schumann abruptly changes to the key of E major. See if you can tell the difference. We're going to start the piece again and raise your hand when he goes into E major. Okay, we have entered the B section.